Now, here's some work that we did several years ago. We wanted to know whether or not we might compromise hormone or reproduction function in mice at especially low levels. And particularly, we wanted to look at whether or not we might see abortions and resorptions of fetuses. We went to Farm and Fleet. We pulled a particular lawn herbicide, a common one off the shelf. This was the mixture with all the goodies in it, as well as the active ingredients. And there were three chemicals in here, 2,4-D, which will always carry two small dioxins that EPA never monitors. These are estrogenic kinds of molecules, mecoprop, and dicamba. And notice all the structures of each of these. Each one has a ring-shaped structure, fat solubility, and then electrostatic groups like chloride groups, which are negative, and an acid group here. Same thing up here, same thing over here. Water, fat solubility in the center, water solubility on the outside. D-resistant alfalfa is going to allow farmers to spray a whole lot more dioxin on the landscape and let it get into the air. And here are the results of that experiment. We did several different dosages. We had control animals, which had on average a little over 10 animals per liter on average. And then we had very low dose, and here are the concentrations. Controls, none at all. Smallest was 8 per liter. Smallest litter here is 39 parts per billion, 320 parts per billion, 77,000 parts per billion, and 400,000 parts per billion. When you look at these, tell me which one of those concentrations caused the greatest loss of fetuses. The lowest dose, the very lowest dose. But also, you'll notice that the dark color shows lower values than the control values. So we got losses here, we get losses here, we get losses here, we get losses here in every single category. So we have inverse dose responses hormonally.